Parshas Vayakel, so we have Rabbi Bechaya on a topic that's a little bit kind of obscure, but it's translatable and it's something we can learn from. It says Milay Sam Chochmas Lev Laskol Mechas Choresh V'Choyshe V'Rokim Mitchelas and so on. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled Bezalel's heart with, or the people worked, it's on page 5, with a with wisdom and so on and so forth. So the Rebbe Chaya says, he uses a Kabbalah term, Milasam Chachma Slave, Nesivas HaChachma Heim Lamed Beis. There are 32 pathways of Chachma. It's usually seen as being 22 letters with 10 vowels. Kinegdam Itzavino B'mitzvah Tzitzis Yeshba Lamed Beis Chutim. We have 32 tzitzis. Cheskel Kanaf. Kashavayach Shomim Koyim Pashat Tzitzis Shemesba. Vichenem Sefer Tzira. In Sefer Tzira you have the same expression. Belamed Beis Nesivas Plaos Chochma. So he's now going to explain a little bit the concept of Nesivas Chochma. Nesiva is sort of a pathway, and it's something that a little bit strange to use in the context of Chochma. So he says, "Umipnei shachachma nelomes min hasaga." Being that chachma is something that is beyond the hasaga, lekach hiske b'losh nesivis. That's why it's called nesivos. Ki loshen derech hu rochav. The word derech means a road. Avl nesivu tzad mod. A pathway. It's very individual. It's very narrow, and it's individual. And that's why the Navi said, Umizeom HaNavi, the Navi says, Yemriyot Imdu al Drachim, stand by the roads, by the highways, Uru'u, look around, Vishalul Nesivas Olam, and ask about the pathways. Hiske Loshen Amida B'derech Shurachav. So he uses the concept of Amida on a road which is broad. V'chein Habata, Sha'oma Uru'u. But in the pathway, which is narrow, he uses the word ask. Let me explain this. He's saying, the Rebbe Chaya in a short sentence is saying so much. When a person wants to try and adopt a way of life, a way of Aliyah. So he goes, and the first thing is we tell him, stand on the roads. Take a look at the major directions going to Avodas Hashem. And a person looks at roadways and decides which roadway is for him. But in every roadway, you're going to need to inquire, how exactly does it fit me? So let's say that a person kind of is taken by a certain type of Hasidus. And he sees an emes in it, and he feels this is the thing that's for him, but it doesn't mean in every single detail it's the right nekuda for him. Every person has his own path within that broad way. I believe the Goyim says something very similar. So imdu al drachim, stand on the roadways, on the highways. And I think there's an emphasis of both ends over here. If you find a person who's like a very specific tzaddik, but sometimes it's very tailor-made to him, and it's not something that's appropriately seen as a derech, so that's not something to adapt because it's an individual avoider. But then, for instance, let's example something in learning. I want to. The Ragged Shava was a goyin adir. Very hard to call his style of learning a derech. It's not a way, you can't, it's not a school of thought, it's not a movement. There are things that have in themselves elements that you'd call a school of thought. It's broad enough that you can say it's a viable highway. But in that highway, everyone's got to know which lanes will work for him. And that's why you ask, you look around to find the highway, and then you search for the right lane to be in. Vehine, mirov halomas hachachma. See, now they have the GPSs. the newer models, or newer models in my sense of things, is they not only tell you which road to go on, they'll also tell you which lane to be, because you know you're going to have to go left, right, etc. V'hine mirov halomas hachachma i'efzig lahasik shrashik imadein esivas. Because chachma at its depth is so hidden, you're going to need to search for its roots through nesivos. Kedimyan chuta shal hevias shem nesivos tagicholim. Just like sparks lead you to the coal, v'chuta shal hevias armuas tagicholas, and through the sparks, which are thin entities, a person gets a sense of the coal. V'chem bedimyan achuta nimesh chubin apakas. Just like when you have a ball of yarn, and the thread will lead you there. So too the thin branches that branch out from a tree. Just like the roots are under the tree, we don't know it. But if you follow the large veins, you will slowly begin to trace all its roots. So chachma is something which is far from someone. It's hidden. It's something that you need to trace a path to get to that chachma. Okay, shehiske kan chachma sleiv hakol lehagdil ulehadem azas alvaliyah. By the way, just sort of a parenthetical, when a person, when you read about scientific theories that were established and discoveries, it's usually fascinating to read about how people got to it. So-and-so noticed X, and he thought that this and this might be the cause of it. But as he began tracing where it does happen, where it doesn't happen, that couldn't be. And it's sort of it is that way. You take a result of something, and you slowly follow it in a very twisted way. Sometimes things have taken very surprising twists and turns. It is fascinating how you have to go back and forth to get to it until you finally get to a certain level of the shorish of adava. So chachma is something which is hidden from us, and we trace it back. This is all done to praise Betzalel Aliyev. What he meant to say was they got the chachma, like the ultimate wisdom. Being that they were the heads of it, l'chein himsha kosach maschach maschachina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, was, compared it to chachma maschachina. I want to add a piece to sort of to something we saw last week's, that we have in last week's parasha. The wisdom here wasn't the pure craftsmanship of how does one spin gold to be the right consistency and so on and so forth. Yes, that was important. But more important than that was, it says that in order to make something like a Mishkan, you needed to have a kavana and understand what each and every element was. In other words, when you built the Shulchan or the Aron or whatever it is, each of these were representations of something. They were the most physical embodiment of a certain very, very deep concept of Elikus. And the person making it needed to have an understanding of what's behind it, and the person who was in charge needed to have the deepest understanding of it, an understanding that, so to speak, is close to Shechina. And that's why he had to get to the heart of the matter, and that's why he needed to have those attributes of understanding the Lev Nesivas HaChachma. Sort of lave in the sense, this is the very core of the chachma, understanding it at its very root, and he can then farm it out to people who understand less and so on and so forth. Okay, the next one says, Vasisa b'tzal v'aliyah v'chol ish chacham lev, asher nasa nashem chachma bina suvuna, behema l'dasas kol nachsa v'ayis hakodesh. So the word behema is a kind of a strange usage of the word. It should be behem. I mean, behema is sort of a poetic stretch, and it's meant to be merame something. So Rabbi Mechaya says, v'hiske milos behema tzef sahe, well, and behem. Behem would be the right, grammatically, that's the perfect word. V'inyan, ibn shehim shel chachmosam kvar lechachmas ashchina. He had just gotten through saying that they're chacham leiv, and they have chachmas leiv, which is almost shchina. V'ashchina nermezes bo'is hei, kashi iskarti lechar v'ipamim, omena tova chachma v'atvuna behem. So the Shechina, we've spoken quite a few times about this, is the Lashon Hey. Shechina is the lowest part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he's Sheira someplace else. And that's like Nekeva, and that's why Shechina is with a Hey. And any time where you have addition of a Hey, the same element that make it Lashon Nekeva, make it Ashras HaShechina. We've spoken about it, I'm not going to repeat it. But then he says another half. Ayula lehiska Lashon Behem, lefishi efshe lebasa v'dom lashas ha-chachma, v'nimshol kebem is nitbu. Maybe it's because the other way. As much as we understand, we're still like a behema. Nivar kol adam midas mehasig afilu b'ktzayis tarech chachma. We don't even begin to understand. Okinya shekosuv ish bar layeda uchsila yavne sayis. Hiske ish, also here's a mile, it says ish, meaning even somebody very chashuv, v'loyma, ki afa ishu gadol b'chachma barhu. Even a person who's big in chachma is really a fool or empty. Tirgum behemas beira, vehine unechshav ke behemas chachmas hashchina. So when you compare it to chachmas hashchina, it's like behema, and it's fascinating. Rabbi Nachaya gives two explanations, which almost seem dramatically opposite to us, and yet the both are true. In terms of Adam, they were a b'china of Ashras Ashchina. They understood their chachma went extraordinarily deep, and in that way, we need to see it b'tayras Maila. We also need to understand that if all chachma comes from above, it's going to be almost endless, and therefore, wherever we're standing, we're still a behema. And this is one of the real hard pieces to juggle. A mashal is somebody who is a rav. He has to have the confidence to paskin what he's allowed to paskin, what he can paskin, with a lot of strength. And you know, if he's a rav of kehillah, he has to stand behind his pesach and treat it as teiras emes. And yet he has to know that mitzad the ultimate, he's far from anything. And both are true. He's far advanced klapi Adam, he's a behema klapi Shechina. And that's for a person who's simply drawn to elementary emotions, this is a very tough one. But a person whose mind is worked out, his self understanding is Toradic, he incorporates both. A very, very strong sense of what there is, and a very strong sense of what there's not. Okay, the final piece of Ayakel, I think this is probably the first parasha that we will have finished in this series. No? We finished already? Okay, so, but at Kaparim, it's a parasha we will have finished. This is, he speaks about generally, another Rabbeinu Chaya, about the significance of learning about the Mishkan in, even when we don't have Mishkan Midrash. Veda. It's a tremendous mitzvah to learn about these inyanim, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Ad Shemayim Egi Aschara, it's Schar goes to Shemayim, V'Toyrihi V'Lumar On Sichin. V'Gam Yizkir V'Zal B'Inyan HaKorbanos. Chacham say the same thing about Korbanos. Ki Kolam Yisasik B'Lim Et Parshis, V'Yisav Yitim B'Li B'Inyanehem, Ki Lehikav HaKorb Ma'atzmoy. So you have in all of these inyanim that a chazal say that if you learn karbanis as if you bought karbanis, if you learned about an oila as if you bought an oila, chatas and so on. Holamadata mizela siba pivlevad. So you see that even just talking about it, schara itu polosa lefanav. He has schar, and it's as if he did the maisa, kilos and maisa becomes be'ach. He says the same thing is true. What the mesipin yana mishkan hamikdash that has usheyeson schus atzuma of ekev rav. We have tremendous schus and schar If we think about it, learn about it, and try to understand the pshat and the nigla, al achas kama v'kama, certainly im niske lahasik toichom lahaskel echon haseim, certainly if we're able to understand some of its depths. Now, let's explain. He doesn't give the reasons for it, but let's go through a few points. First of all, there's a klal, the Gemara says that if a person wanted to do a mitzvah and he was nenas and he didn't do it, it's as if he did it. So, the moral explains because the onus comes mitzad the guf, masha ein kain, the asiya comes mitzad, the onus comes mitzad the guf, and the neshama wants to do it. It's very hard to say that a person wants to bring a carbon if he is zilch in terms of connection to it. He hasn't learned about it, he hasn't thought about it, he hasn't done anything about it. If a person is found, he learns through a parasha of Olam, learns through a parasha of Chatas and Mishkan, Mishamigdash, and basically says, okay, if only I could just finish it and do it, then it's a getter of an onus. So we have that element of being able to do something with it and being as if you're nenas. That's one explanation, elementary explanation. Another explanation is that all parts of a mitzvah have an effect on a person. Most profoundly, maisa mitzvahs have an effect, but certainly the Torah of it also has an effect on the person. In other words, it's a continuum. There's a level of effect that the machshava has, and the level of effect that the dibur about it has, and the level of effect the maisa. But a person is getting some of the hashpa of the carbon and the beis hamikdash and mishkan by talking about it, and therefore it gives him some of the effect that the karbanis needed to have, and so on. The chassidish maisa about a rebbe who didn't have fish for Shabbos. Fish is considered a very, very big inyan in the Svarim HaKadoshim Shabbos. So he took out a Zohar HaKadosh and he read through a few mamarim about fish. When he finished, he washed his hands and asked for schnapps to wash out his mouth because to separate between the fish and the meat. In other words, he had gotten into fish, and mainly he had that type of thing. So that's a chassidish ma'ase, but akaparim, it illustrates a certain sense of there is a level of reality. Now, if a person doesn't do what he's talking about and he can do it, a person learns about the chavis about mezuzah and doesn't put up mezuzah, so that belies what he said before, and it obviously that he didn't mean it wasn't that. But if a person does engage in dibur machshava and he just can't, he's an oynes, so then certainly it has that type of effect. We also saw in Eben Ezra last week that the tachlis of the maisa mitzvah is to impress on the person's heart and mind, and the ikar is really the leva, the feeling of it. So if a person is an honest about it and he engages in this wholeheartedly, that would also provide that effect. So al kaponim, it's a very big inyan to be oisik in inyanim of Beis HaMikdash, both to show that we would like to do it, it's on our minds, on our heart, and so on. This is what David HaMelech meant in the pasuk. It says, "Soivu Tzion vakifua, surround Tzion and encompass it. Sifru migdaleha, and count its towers. Shisu libchem lechela, pay attention to its strength. Pisgu amenaseha, climb up on top of its palaces. Lamantis sapador achron, so that you can tell to the last generation." So he takes this pasuk as a metaphor, and he says, "Ubischus hasibu v'hegnu glista." When you encompass it in thought and in understanding, Yashus nasas seicha shnei kizel akim akena olam v'ed hu inagen almus. So the when we engage in the Torah of it, we bring about its metzias. I want to add one more knesh to this, maybe a little deeper. The process of the physical realities in the world, including those of Olam HaMitzvahs, is this process. The Chachma and the Das and everything else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Torah is like a gestation, and it gives birth to reality. Histakel b'raisa b'ra'alma means HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned out the concepts of the world, the content of the world, and then allowed a world to be formed and born to fit those ideas and concepts. That was the mahalach of the Bria. It's a mahalach of mitzvahs, mahalach of the entire heck of it. So if we engage in stimulating the das and the machshava of Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan and Karbanis and so on, it creates the reality at some deeper level. It out of that is born, just like a person is engages in zivuk and in ibur, eventually a child comes out of it. When we engage on the level, that's the Seder HaOlam, is that the first was a machshava, tchilal machshavta, and then there was a bria. When we engage in the machshava part of it, it stimulates the actual creation of it. Befoil mamish, b'mehar yameinu. Okay. Mm-hmm.